Welcome to Build the Weight Loss Practice of Your Dreams. I'm your host, Carol Clark, and we are rounding out a month of loving referrals. We've covered where to find referrals, how to set up systems in your practice for those to be coming in on a regular basis. And if you haven't downloaded your free guide that kind of has everything in a nutshell, the link is below. And today we're going to round this out with a discussion about a question I get asked, and that is whether or not to incentivize patients for additional referrals. And this is something that as clinicians, we should not ethically be purchasing or trying to incentivize financially referrals for our practice. But there are a lot of different ways that you can actually continue to get referrals without crossing that boundary. And the bottom line is if you are helping your patients get the results that they want, and you're doing that in a very positive manner, in a way that they really enjoy receiving your services and your products, then they're just naturally gonna want to send referrals your way. They're gonna wanna share that happiness with everyone else. And what I've found over the past two decades is that most patients don't actually want a reward. They are just happy to refer patients to your practice. Now, there are ways that you can make that a very special experience for them. Many times, if you just make that system very streamlined, like we've talked about before, and the other thing you can do is a simple thank you from the clinician and someone at your office can mean a world to them. You will find that they will save that. Oftentimes, they'll be writing the thank yous to you, but if you get a kind referral from them, sending them a thank you for that is so valuable. There are other things that you can do that can help motivate referrals coming into your practice, and that is also having certain events or different things that you can do. And I'm going to give you a couple of concrete examples of that. So after patients lose a lot of weight, a lot of times they haven't taken many pictures of themselves. So one of the things that I found is very effective is to quarterly have some of those patients that have sent you referrals that have done really well, do a photo shoot with them. Use a local photographer, utilize those photos and give them their photos. And you are utilizing the photos for your marketing purposes. And that may be a poster on your wall. It might be a testimonial before and after that you're posting on social media, keeping that on your website. It could be a video interview with them. So that's just a nice way for them to receive something special that they might not have of themselves because they might not have taken a lot of pictures before they lost their weight. We all find that to be kind of common. The other thing that you can do is to create an event. And I know in COVID, these pandemic times, we're not really doing in-person events so much, but you can do this in person or when you're able to, and also online. We've done some very successful ones. We've had Dr. Clark Stars of Success. So people have submitted why they should be the star of the a star in the success story. And we actually have them come in. We kind of do it like Hollywood. We have a square that they actually sign. We have different games. We have free giveaways. And we turn it into this really fun event for them to come be honored. So that's another way when you have patients who are sending referrals and having success that you can actually honor them through an event. That's just one example. We've also had different runways of success where we've let patients submit to be on a runway, so to speak. While they're walking the runway, we talk about their success story. People have really gotten into this with just talking about what it's meant to them to lose weight, and also some have taken their bikes up there, different props, their clothes before they lost all their weight. And it just is a really fun event that is fun for the patients, fun for your team to celebrate success. It's also something that can be a great media event, a way to get some free PR. So you can have events to thank them. You can send thank you cards. You can give them a box of their favorite bars. You can do the photo shoot. You can just do something as simple or elaborate as you want. And it's just a way to help show your appreciation for their confidence in you and the services that you provide, and to also celebrate what wonderful outcomes that they have had. So those are some different ways to basically reward without exchanging money, so to speak. There's lots of other ways that we can do this. And there are some instances where the incentives can be structured a little bit differently. If you ever want to talk about that, reach out to me. But I also always recommend that you check on what the requirements are in your particular state, in your area, and that sort of thing. But we just want to make sure that we are ethical and that we are not paying for referrals, and that whatever we do is meant more as a thank you and a way to celebrate their success. And a testimonial is also, like I say, a great way for them to indirectly refer people, because you utilize that and it just helps get the word out about you and the wonderful services that you offer. One other exciting thing that you can do in order to applaud your patients and celebrate their success is to include them in testimonials throughout your office. We talked a little bit about that with the photo shoot, but another thing that we've done in the past is we've utilized success stories in our educational materials. We've utilized it in books that we have written and published. We have Amazon number one bestsellers, a number of them out there. Dr. Clark has authored those. I know I do publishing. If you ever want to get a book out there, let me know. But it's a great way for you to include patients and their success in your books. It also helps just to promote your book. And it also helps other patients know that this is possible for them as well. It's a way to celebrate your patient's success. I hope all of these ideas have been helpful for you. If you would like to share any of your ideas, share them below and get your freebie, like I mentioned earlier. And if you have any questions, reach out to me, Carol, K-A-R-O-L, at weightlosspracticebuilder.com. And if you're not a member of Bariatric Business Boss, I would love to start working with you one-on-one as well. It's the easiest, very inexpensive way to get going on that, along with tons of resources that are in there just waiting for you and your team. All your social media calendars, weekly newsletters that you can be sending out, recipes, graphics for your social media, everything's right in there every single week and month for you. So bariatricbusinessboss.com has the details. In the meantime, have a great day.